Tomorrow, Republicans in the House of Representatives will take an initial vote on who they think should replace John Boehner as Speaker. The frontrunner for the job is House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from Bakersfield, California.
We want to make sure that we're closer to the people, that they feel this is their government, they're in charge, and we serve them. Now, that's not easy, and it won't change overnight, but that's our mission.
We wanted to know more about Kevin McCarthy, so we headed to Bakersfield. It's a couple hours north of L.A., up in the big, flat, dry, and mostly conservative Central Valley. We went to an Italian joint called Luigi's.
Let me get you a Luigi.
Get him a Luigi toasted on soft.
People say Luigi's is Kevin McCarthy's favorite place to have lunch when he comes back to the district on Fridays. A day that gets so busy, you have to call in your steak sandwich order ahead of time.
And your balance is $63.95.
McCarthy isn't at Luigi's when we're there on a recent weekday, but everyone seems to know him. Gary Toski was the assistant coach on McCarthy's son's baseball team.
Kevin was just another parent in the stands that was rooting for our team. No, he wasn't a hardcore fan at all. Everything's okay as long as my kid bats fourth, plays shortstop, and no, he wasn't like that at all.
Like a lot of people in Bakersfield, Gary Toski works in farming. Terry Smith works in the other main industry here. He's an oil and gas consultant. He says the working people here like Kevin McCarthy, who he says is no fluff.
I call him Kevin when I see him and shake his hand. He came from here. He's a Bakersfield boy. He's one of us, so. And I don't think he's changed now just because he's in Washington.
McCarthy is popular with people in Bakersfield who know him, but not with everyone. Proponents of immigration reform say McCarthy hasn't done enough to clear a pathway to citizenship for millions of immigrants in the U.S. illegally. They point to comprehensive immigration reform that passed the Senate in 2013, but that Republican leaders like McCarthy and Boehner failed to bring up for a vote in the House. Here's Cal State Bakersfield professor and activist Gonzalo Santos.
We have had a continuous process of petitions, of marches, of rallies, of every conceivable effort to reach to him. His district is a third Latino. This county is over half Latino. And he doesn't respond. He doesn't engage. He does not commit.
Here in California, the politics of immigration reform are different than at the national level. Nearly all the people who work the farms that power this district are immigrants, many of them in the country illegally. Many farm owners support some kind of immigration reform. And even conservative Republicans here believe that deporting millions of immigrants is not an option, says California State Assemblywoman Shannon Grove, who's known here as a Tea Party darling.
We need to protect our borders first. But I think that the people that are here illegally, we need to deal with in a compassionate way.
In the past, Kevin McCarthy has said he favors legal status for immigrants that could protect them from being deported, but not a pathway to full citizenship. The second group that McCarthy has to please is the Tea Party conservatives. They are skeptical about whether McCarthy will make compromises if he becomes the House Speaker, like the current Speaker, John Boehner, or if McCarthy will hold the conservative line, like he did when he first got to Congress in 2007.
I joke with them. I've started a new hashtag called Bring Back the Old Kevin.
Really?
Not quite trending yet, but I'm working on it.
That's local organic grape farmer Tom Pavich, who's a leader in the local Tea Party. The person he calls the old Kevin McCarthy once had a perfect rating on his voting record from the American Conservative Union. But since joining the House leadership in 2009, Pavich says McCarthy's had to compromise. It's the question that looms over McCarthy. How would he please the most conservative members of the party? Analysts say that was something John Boehner never figured out. Richard Bean runs the local newspaper, the Bakersfield Californian. He says an important thing to remember about McCarthy is that he once was a staffer for Republican Bill Thomas, who used to represent Bakersfield in Congress and chaired the powerful House Ways and Means Committee.
Bill Thomas was extremely, extremely bright. He was known as one of the brightest guys in the House, but maybe also one of the meanest guys. And Kevin is neither of those things. Kevin is a working class. He always says, I may not be the smartest guy in the room, but I will be the hardest working guy in the room.
Bean says one thing McCarthy did learn from Thomas is how to build consensus. And that is not in line with the Tea Party tactic of blocking legislation on principle.
His voting record would certainly pass any conservative's litmus test. But I think that his internal drive is to make things happen. He's not an obstructionist at heart.
Republicans will nominate a candidate for House Speaker tomorrow. Kevin McCarthy declined our request for an interview.